I think so. I think the guys saw that as an opportunity to get out from the indoors that we, you know, we train in. You know, before Christmas, the guys are back working at their skills, going to develop a few more shots, or the bowlers want to get better at bowling a certain delivery, like a slower ball, so add something to their repertoire. So that's what the guys try and do before Christmas. And then you got the opportunity to go out to Dubai and the sort of first time outdoors and use the facilities which are on offer there, which are fantastic and world-class. So, you know, we're really lucky. Not all teams get to go away and get a bit of sun on their back in March, but we were fortunate enough to do that. And I think guys really, A, got a lot out of it, and B, also enjoyed it a bit.
And under a new captain as well, nobody in this Warwickshire squad has played more cricket with Ian Bell than you have. You won't be surprised by some of the things he's bringing to captaincy.
No, I think he's been fantastic. You know, and certainly, I think as a captain, you go in sort of a little bit unknown of how the guys are going to respond, but the guys have responded well to Belly, and that's because he's led from the front, and that's the way he's played his cricket, and all his time here at Warwickshire, he's done that. So, certainly in England, you know, he was thought highly of as a leader and a cricket brain. So, you know, it's only natural that he takes over here, and the things that he's implemented are certainly, very positive, and I think you'll start reaping the rewards.
It's very important for both of you, having had the England careers that you've already had, that you can come back into a dressing room like this and feel like you belong again.
Yeah, I still think when we're playing for England, we're still in contact, you know, as much as we could be with Warwickshire, and we both love playing for Warwickshire, so we're very fortunate in that. Our England's careers have finished, well, mine has, and you know, Belly's still trying to get back in the England side, and he always wants to play for Warwickshire. Even when the opportunity where there's a gap in the international schedule, he's wanting to play for Warwickshire. So we both love doing it, and are very proud that we can come back to Warwickshire, and it's been very good to us in the past, and helped us develop into international cricketers.
What's your driving force now, Jonathan? What makes you want to be a county pro again this season?
When I retired from international cricket, I had to sort of readjust my goals, and you know, and if I'm all honest, last season I wasn't, you know, as sort of focused as I probably needed to be. And this year, you know, I'm just trying to be a good professional cricketer and try and do as best as I can for the county and try and help the boys win as much as I can. I know it sounds cliche, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a long season, and if you're focused on doing that, I think you're going in the right direction.
The potential in Red Bull cricket of this top five is going to be quite something as well, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think we've got a good blend. I said earlier today, I did an interview, we are slightly on the older side, but I don't think necessarily a bad thing. I think with county cricket, it's, you need a lot of experience. It's a long season, and a lot of the guys on our side have played lots and lots of cricket. So I think experience does come into it. Obviously, you need to be talented and you need to be fit, and we are, you know, very, very fit for the season. So, the guys are just ready for it to get underway and get to winning starts, hopefully, down at Hampshire.
And that experience, incidentally, is something that you will bring to bear with someone like Sam Hain, who's shown so much in his first two seasons. Maybe found year two a bit harder than year one, which you'd understand. But helping his development is going to be something that you and the experienced players need to do.
Yeah, I think last year, obviously being a second year, I don't think anyone really stood out, did they? We didn't have the best of years in four-day cricket or the one-day stuff. So I think with regards to younger players, the senior players around him need to be performing as well, sort of lightening the burden a little bit on him and letting him just find his feet and find his own sort of tempo and rhythm to his game. Obviously, things are expected of Sam with regards to performances. I just think it's everyone in the change room knows what a good player, how talented he is, and hopefully he can go on and fulfill that talent at his own pace and not get pushed too much or too much expected of him. I think it'll come at the right time for him.